Ken?
Yeah. Ken. Ken. Of course, Ken la. Ken is Ken ga.
Oh, very enthusiastic. Ken, Ken.
Yeah. Ken ga. No mantai, no mantai.
Jen, I need to tell you something. When you said, wait, I'm coming, my Malaysian-born brain understood you, but my Americanized brain was like, defy coming. Give me a timestamp. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's because you've been in the States for too long, lah. Well, because you want everything scheduled.
Oh, scheduled. So we'll talk about that later. But okay. 7 years in America turned me into a walking Google calendar. So can you blame me?
And yet you choose interpreting as a career. Hey, come on. Make it make sense, lah.
Well, that's exactly why we're starting this podcast. Welcome to Language La, the podcast where two Malaysians living on different continents try to figure out how we ended up speaking two completely different versions of English.
And I'm Jen, reporting live from Malaysia, land of the La, Ma, Haiyo, Ken, and everything in between.
And I'm Andrea, born and raised in Malaysia, now a US citizen living in the States. So basically, Malaysian foundation, American software update.
So your English has American settings with Malaysian glitches, lah.
Yes, lah. Sometimes the accent resets depending on who makes me angry. So, yeah, if my American friends make me angry, sometimes it will reset to American accent, but a little bit of Malaysian in between, you know? But if I'm speaking to a Malaysian friend and if I'm upset, all the las and mas will suddenly appear.
I call it the Malaysian Tourette's. Suddenly happening without us knowing. We can't control it, guys. We just cannot control it.
Right. It just appeared and you're like, wait, where did this come from?
Yeah, exactly. It's only natural. It's only natural. Because we are Malaysians. Special breed. Always. Special breed.
Yes, that is my root. I keep telling my friends that is the root. So I can't change that part.
No. Because even then, sometimes when I speak to my friends in the UK or even Canada, my la, my meh would just naturally flow. And they'll say, is that how you speak? Is that how you sound like? I say, yep. I say, welcome.
Right. Can't change that.
Yeah.
We want to, but we can.
And I don't think at times we don't want to because it's our identity. And it's fun. I mean, a lot of foreigners who are now based in Malaysia, they actually find it really relaxing, and it's natural for us to use this la, ma, you know, aya, haya. To them, it's natural already, and they feel that it's very relaxing when they speak to us. You know, it's not something stressful. It don't sound weird anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So, well, let's start with words that mean completely different things depending on which side of the world you're on.
Number one, can. In Malaysia, can is a whole philosophy. It is extremely flexible and can be used in almost any casual conversation.
This is so funny because in America, can means I'll think about it, or maybe, or after I check in with my feelings and my therapist. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, example Malaysian version would be like, can you help me move house? Can.
American version, can you help me move? It would be like, what date? What time? How heavy are the boxes? Is there pizza afterward?
Well, we make it simple. We don't need it to be so complicated. Just can or not. Can or not. Can I?
Mm. Yeah. Straightforward. Can or not? Mm-hmm. Can.
Exactly. See?
Yeah. Next word, later.
Ah, okay. So, Malaysian later means anytime between 5 minutes and 5 business days or whatever.
Wow. In the US, if you say later and appear tomorrow, they will report you as missing.
Yeah, but later just means later. I mean, nobody ever say later means 5 minutes. It's a later, or you didn't emphasize that later means an hour later or 5 business days later. It's just later. Later means later, lah. Later.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, you know, I actually do agree with that to an extent. I think, like, sometimes what you really mean, when you say later, it doesn't really necessarily mean, like, the next hour or
exactly.
the next minute, right? It can be, like, later. Mm. It's still later.
Yeah. Imagine people always say, see you later. I mean, what does it mean? Are you going to really see the person, like, 5 minutes later, a minute later, right? It's just a word. Yeah. You say, okay, later means later.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yes, la, which is the next one we will be talking about, the word la.
Aha.
Now, as a Malaysian living in America, I can't say okay la to a white woman at Target.
Why not?
Because, well, she'll probably call security. No, I'm just kidding. Well, she'll probably be confused, like, what is la? Is there such a word, an English word la in the dictionary? So, true.
I see where the confusion for them may be. But again, you know, it's more like a cultural thing. Everything we have is la. We can't live without la. You know, come la, can la. You know, try to convince someone, can la, come la. Don't be like that la, you know, the kind of expression that you're trying to convince someone, come on,
right,
you know,
right.
you're coaxing someone, come on, what, you know, that's it.
I wish we can, you know, living in America, I wish sometimes I can use la because it somehow softens the tone, right? Do you agree with that?
I agree.
You add a la, it doesn't sound so strong, right? When you're trying to convey a meaning or an expression and you add the word la, it feels so comforting and so soothing. So
yeah, exactly,
my brain will always tell whenever I want to say the word la, like okay la, I'll see you tomorrow la, okay la, and then my brain will be like, no, you are not in Malaysia right now, so you can't use the word la.
But out of interest, I mean, I'm sure you have Malaysian friends in the US too. I mean, when you speak to each other, do you go back to your Malaysian way of communicating, or is it all updated in your brain that, hey, this is America, no la, no fuss, no nothing?
So actually, speaking of that, remember when I was working with you guys, right? And I have already been in the States for probably 5 years, 6 years, and my accent was already a little bit Americanized, although you can hear right now, but it was already, you know, it's not really the Malaysian, authentic Malaysian accent, and it's not American accent, it's somewhere in between.
Yes.
But whenever I speak to my Malaysian team, it will automatically go back to the Malaysian style of speaking English. So when I speak to my friends here, Malaysian friends in the States, it will somehow sound not as an American English, although we want to sound it that way, but it will still, you can't change that. It is just part of you.
Right.
And I just feel like sometimes it's also, it makes you feel home when you're speaking with another fellow Malaysian and use Malaysian English. You somehow feel like, hey, I'm home. You know, I'm speaking to a fellow Malaysian and this is home. This is comforting.
Because, you know, when we were always in meetings, you always give us the impression that you are professional. we thought, okay, maybe you've been in the U.S. for too long. I don't really have, you know, we don't really feel the Malaysian, you know, version of you anymore. Not that much. Not as natural as we would imagine, you know, like what you said, speaking to fellow Malaysians, your Lili Lalas, your Ken La, you know, would be naturally all over the place. But no, we actually did not feel that much of the Malaysian of you during our meetings. Maybe because, you know, you're professional and you're trying to keep things professional as well. And you just want to convey your messages there and then. So it's not really like a chit-chat kind of environment. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that could be it. Well, I'll take that as a compliment, but still, I would say when I speak to my American friends here and I will still mix, the accent will still be somewhere Malaysian, somewhere American. And sometimes they would tell me that, why are you suddenly sounding like an American? Why do you suddenly sound like an American? I'm like, I can't help it. I just can't.
Yeah, it's true. Because wherever we are, the way we speak are being influenced by the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a Malaysian that's been living just a month or two, say in the UK, suddenly they will be speaking the Queen's language, the Queen's English. Yeah. Cool. I'd like to have some tea.
Yeah, see? The classy so, English.
Yeah, it's with class. It's all about class. I'm coming from I live in the UK now. So it's really, it's based on the environment. The moment they step out the plane in Kuala Lumpur, they are going to be back as Malaysians. Hiya, I'm back already la. Everything can la. Yeah, I'm going to tapao drink so hot la, yo. You will never get that when they were in the UK.
Speaking of that, I saw a reel that is so hilarious and it really makes sense. So when you say, so in the States, if you can't finish your food when you dine in and you want to, you know, take out, right? So not take out, but you have food and you want to just tapao, that's what we call Malaysia.
Yeah,
so you ask for a box. Can I have a box, please, to go, like, for this food to put in the box and, you know, take it home with you. But if you say that in Malaysia, they will be like, what is the box for?
Yo, what box? What box? You tapao, tapao la.
Tapao,
yeah. Check out the tapao la. Yeah, bungkus la. Bungkus, yeah. Pack, you know? That's right. So it's all, I think, the matter of culture. And don't forget, I mean, Malaysian being Malaysians, we have the Chinese, the Malays, the Indians, and the language is all bastardized. You know, we have the Chinese English, you have the Indian English, then you have the Malay version of the English, and then we have the Chinese Malay as well, and then they have the Indian Malay as well. So everything is one big mess. One big pot. Yeah. So we have the Chinese Malay plus Chinese English bastardized in one. So imagine how colorful the language is. There's so many ways to express it, but it is actually, for us in Malaysia, universal. The la, the mas, the can, everything that you hear is all very natural. Really nice.
Yeah. It is. But it can, you know, some words that we pronounce also sound a little bit messy, which brings us to the next segment that we'll be talking about. Now, you said this word earlier, which is, which I feel like it's something that we always get confused with, because the word schedule, like I would say schedule. You want to schedule a meeting? Like, what's your schedule like today?
I'll tell you, you actually broke my ancestors' trust, you know, because come on, it's pronounced schedule. You know, we follow the British English here, okay?
Oh, the classy.
Schedule.
Well, I got the American Catch Update, very stable software. occasionally freezes. So,
okay.
Schedule.
Okay, I get it. Because school, yeah, the way you spell school, schedule. Okay, but come on. Schedule. See? Refine, man. Refine. Schedule. What's your schedule?
I actually have to agree with you on that. I think schedule, right? It sounds very classy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, okay. Schedule. It's slang time. Slang. So, spill the tea.
懂啦, what happened? Oh, we usually would say, hey, don't get bored so much. Ah. The other one, walao eh.
Oh, I love this so much. Malaysian born me understands. American me. Bro, I'm stressed. I'm so stressed because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay. This is the next thing that I feel like is really interesting, because usually when I greet my friends, and I'm still doing this. In Malaysia, have you it means I care about you. That's why I ask, right? Hey, have you had your lunch? Have you had your dinner? Mm-hmm. And that's a very common way of greeting someone.
Mm. But I think in the US, it means please don't get cranky. That's why they're asking this, right?
It's more like, what is your intention? Why are you asking me that question? You know, because it's like, it's not something common when you meet someone. You usually say, hey, how are you doing? Like, how's your day? How's it going?
Exactly.
And you wouldn't be like, hey, have you had your lunch? Have you eaten? I think it's true. Sometimes it sounds as if you're trying to meddle into someone's business, right? It's like, why do you care so much if I'm what I'm eating?
It's true, because in Malaysia, I think more or less it is the Chinese way of asking how you're doing. And the first thing is say, "Sik bao mei," "Sik zhou mei," "Have you eaten?" And it's not because they want to know whether you know have you really eaten. It's just like, how are you? You know, are you eating well? Are you eating healthy? So that's how we actually address it. You know, we won't ask, oh, how's your health? How are you doing? You know, the way that the Americans or the West will ask, how are you doing? You know, how are you lately? Are you sick?
But
when we ask that question, like you said, you know, it's how we care about someone. You know, how are their well-being and things like that.
That's true. I actually like that, and I'm still doing that, but I need to remind myself not to do that, so that's something that I'm working on.
You want them also to misunderstand.
Right, I don't want them to think like, why are you asking what am I eating? Like, hey, I don't eat, I'm on diet, how about that?
Yeah, I think they're oversensitive.
I gotta remind myself that. Oh my gosh! Also in Malaysia, where I got,
which is
in America. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think that means in America?
I would go for no way.
I agree with that. We don't say where I got. Where I got lah.
Where got lah? Where got lah? Usually that's how we get. 邊度有啊?
Oh yeah, direct translation, right? Direct interpretation. Yeah. That's
exactly
why we say that. Okay.
I think it's the Chinese way of saying things, you know. That's why the influence for all the different cultures and languages in Malaysia. Yay.
Yes. Rapid fire round. Okay, we're gonna go rapid. So that's crazy. But okay.
Walao, okay la. Ayo, why like this one?
Oh my gosh, why does this always happen?
There's examples, right?
Exactly. Now that wraps up our first episode of Language La.
If you enjoyed this chaos, follow and subscribe.
Especially if you're Malaysian overseas, tell us if your accent glitches too.